Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Startling situations and strange rebukes. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey. 2 Peter 2:15-16. Listening to a talking animal may seem very curious, but in Balaam's case, God used the donkey to show how Balaam's rebelliousness had blinded his eyes and stopped his ears to the angel of the Lord. But though talking animals are seldom encountered, the reason for Balaam's rebellion is as common now as it was then, as Matthew Henry's insight reveals. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. The inordinate love of this world turns people out of the way, which leads to the unspeakably better things of another life. The love of riches and honor turned Balaam away from duty, although he knew the way that he took displeased the Lord. Hardened sinners sometimes meet with rebukes for their iniquity. God stops them in their way and opens the mouth of conscience, or by some startling circumstance confronts them. Though some extraordinary rebuke may for a little while cool men's courage and hinder their violent progress in the way of sin, it will not make them forsake the way of iniquity and go over into the way of holiness. Those who will not yield to usual methods of reproof will be, but little influenced by miraculous appearances to turn from their sinful course. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 22.
They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasures while they feast with you. With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed and a cursed brood. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, an animal without speech, who spoke with a human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These people are springs without water and mists driven by a storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them, for they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it, and are overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than to have known it, and then to turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. Of them, the proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud.
If you're not listening to God's word, don't be surprised if his still small voice becomes loud and painfully clear through some out of the ordinary circumstance. But even then, there's no guarantee you'll get the message. As Abraham warned the rich man in Luke 16:31, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. It's dangerous to grow hard of hearing toward the things of God. What does it take for you to hear and heed God's word?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.